720 WGN, John Hanson here on a Tuesdays with Tim, head of the Blackhawks game tonight. Tim Stearns, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well, John. Thanks for asking.
You were at the 8:52 puck drop, oh boy, now almost a week ago. And good game. Sorry we couldn't get you a win, but Hawks are rolling, man.
Yeah, they looked pretty well against a decent team, too.
Yeah, for sure, against New Jersey that night. Anywho, we got a game tonight against Calgary, so let's hope all goes well. You know, as we get towards, I can't believe we're already doing end-of-the-year stuff, but like we got a month and a half left of the year. It's crazy. You know, and I think it is a good time right now to take some stock in the end-of-the-year stuff, only because, Tim, there's holiday parties. There's Thanksgiving, Christmas. I mean, like it's all a throwaway month for a lot of people. Now is the time maybe to think about some of this stuff. Do you agree?
I think it is, especially if you haven't done it. Things like maximizing your retirement contributions, making sure that you're taking advantage of any Roth conversions you might want to do this year. These are the times, you know, these tax brackets are some of the lowest we've seen since the early 80s. And, you know, if you want to do a Roth conversion, it's a great time to do it.
Yeah. And also like the basic stuff, like a required minimum distribution, like make sure you're doing that. I mean, Uncle Sam's going to take a giant chunk of your money if you miss some of these obligatory things to do.
You'd be surprised how many people, they come to us as new clients and they've forgotten or what have you. And we make sure that they're on it. We start that weeks ago to make sure that our clients, if they're having to do one, we're doing it then. And that also gives the impetus to talk to them about doing Roth conversions.
Yeah, I know that's something you're big on in certain years. Obviously, it depends on the circumstances and such.
Of course.
But let's talk about like just the basics. Like I know a 401k, people are kind of set it and forget it without thinking that, hey, if you don't get to your contribution and you just got money sitting in a bank, you're kind of missing out on another tax saving opportunity that, okay, you're at 8% the whole year, let's say, just for example. Doesn't mean you couldn't bump up to 20 or 30% for the last couple paychecks just to get you as far as you can while hitting that federal cap, right?
Right. Our joke in our house was always give till it hurts. You know, if we couldn't put shoes on the boys, we wouldn't do it. But luckily, we never ran into it. And now we're just used to maxing out whatever we can. You know, no one's going to remind you to do that. And you have to do it and take advantage of it for yourselves.
Or, at the very least, set the reminder or just tick it up a percent as you go into next year.
Make
it that goal or set it an automatic, like, hey, I'm going to do it 6 months. So the contribution limits are like $23,500, which, boy, that number keeps going up and up. Obviously, they keep on raising it. But there's a real catch-up right now for people that are over 50 and a new special one. I think it's new this year in your 60s, right, where you can really catch up on this thing.
So if you're over the age of 50, you can do $7,500 more into your 401ks. But here's the good one, and that came out, is that if you're age 60 through 63, you can do $11,250 catch-up. Wow. Which there's a lot of people who are worried about retirement. I mean, that's a great place to put a good chunk of change so that you're ready for retirement.
Is that, and those limits are 401ks, but also Roth 401ks? I know that's confusing to some people, right? I think that it
applies to Roth 401ks as well. And I will tell you, I don't care your age out there, do the Roth 401k if it's available to you.
It
makes nothing but sense.
Yeah, just talk to your like HR people to make sure. I think sometimes the match is on it depends on the company. Sometimes the match is on the pre tax one.
Usually
so
it is.
Yeah, so like do the 3% to get the pre, that's free dollars, you're there. And if you want to do 15%, what does that leave? 12%, do that in the Roth. And right. You're right, Tim. And like, because a lot of people, and they're in great positions where their income is higher than a Roth even allows from an on the side Roth. But a Roth 401k is still allowed, even if you're in that really high income tax bracket.
Which reminds me that, remember, you could do, we could review doing a backdoor Roth strategy, you know, which is a little bit complicated, a little bit more than we're going to go into today. But I think if people want to know about that, that's a great way. If I make too much money, I can still do basically what we call a backdoor Roth, strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a little complicated. Just talk to Tim about it. Tim, we got to hit this break. What number do you want people calling if they're heading out the door?
No problem. 1-800-640-2256.
Tuesdays with Tim ahead of Blackhawks hockey from the United Center. Tim, we're doing a year-end checklist, which is important. And the HSA thing confuses people. Let's start with the FSA, because really the end of the year, if you have an FSA, That's a fixed spending account that goes magically poof away on December 31st under most plans, right?
That's correct. And they can be used for childcare or, you know, medical as well. But to your point, they go away after the end of the year. So you want to make sure you're using every penny in there.
Correct me if I'm wrong how it works. You set an amount that you're going to get, and your employer essentially pre-tax takes it out of your paycheck, spread out over the 24, 26 paychecks, whatever the case may be. And that is your then money to use however you want medically throughout the year. But again, as you mentioned, childcare, there's a lot of different caveats. But if you don't use it, you just had money taken out of your paycheck for no reason.
They'll let you carry over a little bit of it, okay, but not all, but majority, if you don't use it, is gone.
So if you have something, and maybe this is looking ahead to 2026, if you know you're going to do something in the medical world that costs X amount and you want to spread the pain a little bit, take a little pre-tax off it, an FSA, that's when it's like a really good option. Or if you know you have those costs, like the childcare costs or whatever it is, those are good reasons to use an FSA, right?
Yes. And to your point, we leave no stone unturned here. You know, if that's something that people want to have a discussion about, we're happy to do that because it is very confusing. FSA versus HSA.
800-640-2256. I'm an HSA guy. Not anymore because I take this however you will. I've got a great health plan now, but it's not a high deductible health plan. So I cannot contribute to an HSA. But everyone needs to go and look at your insurance. If you have something next to your plan that says HDHP, or you notice that your deductibles are kind of in that $6,000 or $7,000 range, and there's little differences each year in how this works, the HSA is one of, if not the best saving vehicle that Uncle Sam allows you to have, because you are saving on taxes, what, pre, post, and during, right?
That's correct. And, you know, and the best part about it is you don't have to use it or lose it. So you can carry it forward. I'm seeing a lot of my clients not using their HSA at all, and they want to carry it towards, you know, when they're on Medicare and that type of thing. And we're helping them do that by saying, you know, just use your credit card if you can afford it and pay for it out of pocket. Now is the time to do it so you can build a nice little nest egg.
And not only that, the HSA grows, but sorry, Tim, I've learned a lot about HSAs. I could, if you want to bring me to the office one day to tell your clients about HSAs, I'm your guy. Because save your receipts for what you pay for now. Let's say you have something that you're able to pay for, that's fine, keep on saving in the HSA, you don't use it. Those receipts, you can give yourself back the money at any point, even 20 years down the road, as long as you had the HSA open when you were paying for those things. So essentially, let's say you need $10,000 all of a sudden, you have $10,000 of medical receipts over the last 15 years. That's how you can do it. You can get it out of your HSA so you're not tapping into a 401k or something like that. It almost becomes, it's part of your retirement savings plan if you do it correctly, Tim.
I couldn't agree more. I've been telling all my clients to do that.
Yeah. So just look, not everyone qualifies to contribute to an HSA, but the limits are fairly high and the stuff grows just like everything else, which is great. Okay. Let's say, and this is a great thing, end of the year, charity. Yep. Do you talk through people about the right ways to do charity? I know with taxes this year, you've got to bring in a tax guy to figure some of this out because a lot of people might be itemizing that we're taking the standard deduction last year. Like, there's going to be a lot of changes with charity deductions.
That's right. The big thing that we're seeing, people are very excited about being able to actually give money directly to their different charities. If you're over 70 and a half, you're able to actually give the money up to $100,000 to the charity. If it never touches your checkbook, it's not taxable. So when I have someone with an RMD, like let's say my mom, and she wants to give some money to the church that we go to, we can give it directly to them and my mom doesn't pay taxes on that money.
Oh, wait, excuse me. The RMD, since it never came into your checkbook, you can do a direct transfer.
Yep.
And obviously you help this great organization or nonprofit that you love, but let's say your RMD was 50,000, you're not paying 12.5% cash now on it or whatever it is. You've now, and you've given that power, that extra 12.5% is you've essentially given it to the charity to let them do the work that they need to do with it.
That's right. Exactly. And that's why it's just a great example of being able to give something to a nice charity, but you also get the, get something back from it.
What do you think about donor advised funds? They may not be for everybody, but they seem like a smart vehicle for people that are planning out a couple of years in advance how they want to divvy up what they're going to leave.
That's not the worst idea. We do like that. We have a couple clients doing that, but it's not as widespread as you'd think. The charitable giving that I spoke of, the RMDs, that's a big thing right now. That's where people, you know, they're coming off the street in downtown Arlington Heights and talking to us about that because they don't want to get taxed, but they want to help a charity. It's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Okay. Any other strategies or things you want to mention before we wrap on up tonight?
The only other thing I'd tell people is that if you have a non-working spouse, you know, you could do spousal IRA contributions. That's a very nice, another way to shield some money from Uncle Sam. And, you know, if people have questions about how, you know, the nuances of that, we can be reached at 1-800-640-2256.
So if one person's making money and you're hitting the IRA contribution limit, what you're able to do on the side, a non-working spouse might be able to fill the gap. I mean, and that adds up over time, right? $5,000-$7,000 a year in a fund that's going to grow, not tax free, but at least you've taken it out pre-tax. That can grow for a while, right?
They're right, and I mean that's just another way to shield some money. I mean, they're going to get the government's going to get their fair share. Why not try to shield some of it?
I'm glad you said that because some people hear shield their money and they're like, "What's he pulling behind smoke and mirrors?" No, the government's getting theirs. Do not worry.
Well, they'll get theirs.
This is a way to not give them as much as you don't want to just hand it to them.
Right.
Make them work for it a little bit. No, I love this, Tim. And you know the income limits can be a little bit confusing with IRAs and Roths. And some of those deadlines are April 15th. I think the best thing to do is to talk to someone like you. You can help kind of identify all these things. It's a one-stop shop at tjsterns.com, and TJ Stearns are your whole operations. That's what being a certified financial planner means. And you've given us a lot to chew on before the end of the year. Take care, my friend.
Well, John, thanks for having me, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. 800-640-2256. 800-640-2256. Go Hawks, Tim.
Amen. Let's go.
Go Tim, too. I like that as well. Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up. I have Blackhawks hockey coming your way next on WGN.